last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Last Savior. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Oman, Islamic researcher, Brother Alavi. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
So in this series of the program, The Last Savior, we are mainly concerned with the topics related to Imam al-As, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the traits, or it's better to say the main features of the Sahabi or the companions of Imam al-As. What are their duties and responsibilities? Who are they exactly? And what missions were given to them by Imam al-As, Ajalallah, who are very much different from Nawab or Sufara of Imam al-As. At the time of his presence, we know that Imam al-As is now passing life in major occultation or Ghibat al-Kubra, and now there are some special people acting as his deputies, or it's better to say, companions. Brother Alavian, before getting to the missions, let's clarify again that who are exactly these Sahabi we are talking about? Yeah. Are they the people who are passing life at the same time Imam al-As in Ghibat al-Kubra or Major Occultation, or no, after reappearance or Zuhur of Imam al-As?
Those companions that we are talking about are the ones that will come to assist Imam alayhi salam right after his reappearance, inshallah. Okay. So definitely they should be alive a short time, let's say, before the arrival, yes, of the Imam, the, okay, advent of Imam. But they are not, I mean, the ones that have, for example, passed away already. But they are the ones that are ready and that they have been, okay, educated, they have been trained, and they work on themselves. They themselves have trained, and they actually, based on the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, train themselves. And they are equipped people with knowledge, uh-huh, and with power, with different techniques and different skills. Okay. So they are skillful and fully efficient people that they will join Imam. We said that there are three classes of people.
Okay, okay.
The first class is the 313 of,
yes,
them, which
the
would
famous
be
number,
the leaders,
yes,
the, okay, leaders of the army.
Yes.
And they are the high-ranking people in the, okay, army of Imam. And the second group are the ones that actually form almost 10 to 12,000, yes, based on different hadiths, mm-hmm, of the believers who join them right after.
But these are all conjectures and guesses. We are not sure.
The first one is quite sure for the number, which, okay, because in all hadith that we received from the Holy Prophet himself and the Imams, uh-huh, after him, they said that this number is certain. That because, okay, they have referred to the number of the companions of the Holy Prophet in the Battle of Badr, and also, mm-hmm, the companions of Talut in the battle between
resemble
Talut
the
and
companions
Jalut.
Of Badr, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So there must be something in this 313.
And what about the third group?
The third group are all the believers who just heard about the reappearance of Imam, uh-huh, and they are ready to join. But they are the supporters of the army of Imam.
That's
but
right.
They will join slowly, and this number will increase. And even from non-Muslims, okay, and non-believers, they will slowly and gradually join the companions of Imam.
Now, the major question, are these people contemporary to the Imam?
They have to be contemporary to,
okay,
Imam.
Okay, so they are living at the time of the reappearance
at
of
the
Imam.
Time, yeah, at the time of the reappearance of Imam.
Okay. So they are contemporary to Imam al-As.
Sure.
And they are different from the concept of Raj'a, the people who will be resurrected at the time of Imam, because they are considered among the Sahabi. For example, they say that according to the famous narrations, Malik al-Sharnakhi or Salman, yeah, al-Farsi are considered among the major Sahabi of him, or Jesus Christ, for example, who is alive.
Actually, there is no evidence that says that these 313 are the ones that who are supposed to come back to assist Imam alayhi salam.
Okay.
But what is for sure is that these people have been alive at that, mm-hmm, time. I mean, the hadith says that they reached to Mecca in no time, right after Imam's declaration and disclosure. Right after Imam's declaration and announcement of his mission in Baytullah al-Haram, in, yes, Masjid al-Haram, they will join.
They gather
Imam
over there.
They
the
gather
place,
over
the
there.
Meeting place
they
is
will
over
be,
there. Okay.
They will meet Imam right away.
Are they from different places of the
we
world?
Talked about, yeah, yes, they are from different parts, uh-huh, of the world. Okay. And in some hadith, they say that there are some from Egypt, some, okay, from Iraq, some from Sham, some from, okay, different, even distant parts of the world.
Yes.
They join, and it's interesting to know that most of them, apparently, they even do not know each other. They have just...
They do not know each other.
Yeah, okay. Some of them, they have no idea of who the other one is, you see. And the meeting place is in Mecca, in Masjid al-Haram. And
yes.
It's interesting to know that most of them even do not know each other, and uh-huh. they meet each other for the first time.
Okay, that's right. So they're gathered over there by the order of Imam from different places of the world. So... And now, as you said, they do not know each other. Now Imam is going to give them a kind of mission or responsibility again at the time of Zuhur, or what is it exactly?
Well, the first mission that we talked about, the first mission of the companions of the Imam that we have been actually discussing and talked about in our previous session, was that they have prepared themselves for an all-out fighting with the oppressors, the oppressors mm-hmm. of the world, wherever they are.
Yes.
And those who are the main factors of injustice on the earth.
Okay.
So Imam actually defines this mission for all of his companions, for this actually special and elites of his companions, yes. and they have already prepared themselves. And as we said earlier, that from the viewpoint of power, they are really yes. powerful. From the viewpoint of skill, they're highly mm-hmm. skillful and efficient. So they are, and the power of each of them equals yes. 40 ordinary persons and mm-hmm. people.
And they have been educated for this? Or actually, no, by the order or miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No, actually, mm-hmm. Imam's revolution and uprising is not going to happen through miracles,
mm-hmm.
like the thing that happened at the time of the Prophet.
Okay.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants everything to go through its ordinary and
okay.
actually natural order.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, they really work on themselves. I mean, they have prepared themselves for these things. I mean, they gain the knowledge. For example, they have been educated in the course of time
yes.
just to learn about the knowledge and science of the school of Ahlul Bayt, and in different branches of science and knowledge and even
right.
skills they have trained okay. themselves.
Okay, that's right. Very interesting topic. Let's take a break, and after that we'll continue our discussion. Brother Alavian is in the studio. You are listening to the program The Last Savior. We'll be back in a minute.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Welcome back, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, Kalv Islam page. I am Atta, the host of the program, The Last Savior. Brother Alavian, acting against, as you saw, struggling against oppression is
yeah.
the first mission, you know, given mm-hmm. to them. What about the other missions given to
Yes, one more
the
point.
Ashab?
As for the first mission, inshallah, we shall move to
yes.
the second. The revolution of Imam is not going to start based on what we received, based on the news that we received. It's not going to start right after collection of these 313. No, when these 10 to 12,000 join these 313.
Yes.
So that revolution that is going to actually, the army that is going to defend Imam in an all-out movement, they need to collect in the places that are supposed to. As for the second mission is fighting all the deviation and distortions mm-hmm. and misinterpretations of religion.
Yes.
Look, it has lots of points inside this second factor or second mission that is going to be given to the companions of Imam. Every revolution requires a sort of logic behind it, a philosophy, to be
yes.
explained to people,
yes.
to be given to the... I mean, information should be given to the people.
Yes.
Look, it's true that the people in the course of history for 14 centuries have been waiting for Imam to come. But even when they see that, okay, even some of the people, some of the elites that they have been believing in
yes.
Have deviated some parts of religion, and I mean, it would be a bit strange for them. So some people, like, for example, the role of Ammar at the time of Imam Ali
yes.
alayhi salam, are needed.
Mm-hmm. So the people with true knowledge and ma'rifah.
True knowledge and ma'rifah to entertain people, to inform people, to enlighten people, to give this perception to the people. This is the right Islam. This, due to this logic, due to this actually interpretation, right interpretation of Quran and Hadith, this is the Imam, and this way should be selected, and this is the way that we need to look at Islam.
And sorry, deviation necessarily does not mean not to be believing in Islam.
No, you are.
You are Muslim. Maybe you are a Shiite and believe in Imam as, but you got deviated, gone astray from the right path of Allah. That's why the famous sentence says, "Yati bid-din al-jadid," isn't it? That Imam is introducing Islam as if it is a new religion.
A new religion. Okay. Due to different innovations that happened in any, denomination in Islamic sect that... we see the outcome and fruit of it. I mean, the lack of unity that we have in Islamic Ummah. So why should we be that disunited? Okay. So the reason must be somewhere due to our wrong interpretation of Islamic rulings.
That's right.
So if we are really followers of Islam and Al-Quran and the world is one, so why should we, why should we be that much isolated from each other?
Okay.
That far from each other, that we cannot even in Islam world make a common decision for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why should different parts of Islamic Ummah be stabbed by one power in any part of the world?
أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالك أهدى سنه.
Sorry, not believing in the velaya of an imam, is it itself a deviation? Imam will act against that or not?
Deviation has different forms and different perspectives. But this can be included as one. But one important point should be in our minds that imam is not going to be the imam of Shi'as at the time that he's going to come and start his revolution. He is imam of all the inhabitants of the earth. You see, I mean, then, for example, no Shia can say, okay, he is our imam and we are waiting only for this to come.
Yes.
No, when people hear the message, so then they will be waiting for a savior that comes and talks through their hearts, you see. Tells them something which is very close to their internal feelings. And their fitra, their nature.
Right. Okay, in a nature,
you see?
That's right.
So it's true that there was a deviation from the concept of wilaya.
Yes.
And maybe all of these catastrophes that we are afflicted with is due to this our foreignness and being distant from wilaya.
Yes.
That humanity has been suffering.
The concept of tawhid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Has been suffering in the course of history.
Yes.
So because wilaya is a means towards the tawhid. Mm-hmm. Then all these things are needed to be corrected, and but this is not something that we can focus on to say that anyone who is against wala is not going to join imam. We have even in hadith that some of the unbelievers come and join in the army of imam, as we had the experience of it in the event of Ashura.
Yes.
That some of
you mean
even
by
Christians,
unbelievers? Okay.
Even a person who was a Christian turned to be Muslim, again to be a Shia, to be a real follower of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and became a companion of Imam.
Okay.
Right?
That's right.
We should actually have this mentality corrected in our mindset.
There's a lot to say again about the deviation. What are they exactly and what do you mean exactly? But as you said, Imam As is going to address humanity per se. I mean, for the sake of humanity itself, regardless of the color, religion, language, or something like that, the fitra of the people all across the world, the truth seekers, is addressed by Imam As and his companions. Inshallah, we are among such people too. Thank you much, Brother Levian, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. We have to elaborate more on this topic on the upcoming session of the program, The Last Savior. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of The Last Savior. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.